dough rests for 20 minutes and we start on the filling. Smoked tofu and shiitake mushrooms, finely diced. We're also adding rice noodles, chopped carrot and coriander.
Oh, 黄酱.
Okay. 黄酱.
So she's got here a mixture of yellow bean paste and also some 甜面酱, which is that wheat flour paste to bind it together.
甜面酱 is the sauce used in Peking duck pancakes and is similar to hoisin sauce.
We're adding a little dark soy sauce. The light soy sauce actually is saltier. The dark soy sauce adds a little bit more texture and color.
Okay, you know, I remember cooking with my grandmother making dumplings. Mm. It's such a social occasion, actually, but I was too small, you know, to really sort of learn at that such a young age, but I could hear the sound of this chopping, and then her and my great aunt all sitting around, and, you know, they used to all gossip and talk about the neighbor next door, and it's wonderful.
I mean, with all this modernization going on, especially here in Beijing, to what extent is this still being done in homes?
It is being done at home still, but less and less, I'd say, time-consuming, especially if you want to do them right. You make everything from scratch.
Now it's on to the dumpling skins.
The hollow bit in your palm in the center makes that mound, that shape. So it's kind of fat in the middle and then kind of sloping on the sides.
The rolling pin never leaves the board. You're just doing this repetitive motion with this hand and turning with the other hand.
To judge whether you've made a really good dumpling skin, you know, in the imperial courts, if you made the skin really, really thin that you could still read a newspaper behind it, then you knew you had the perfect thinness of skin.
Next, we fill and seal the dumplings. At Chinese New Year, it's the tradition to hide coins inside, and the one who finds them is blessed with good fortune.
This is the easy way.
Just press, seal it.
You want a smooth circle on one side and then the pleats on the other side. And a good dumpling is one that sits down and doesn't tip over.
We're cooking the dumplings two ways. The first is simply boiling for 15 minutes. The second is pan-seared, my favorite.
This is great, because this creates steam in the water, and we close the steam, so it's crispy on the bottom.
And it cooks with the steam.
So you want to fill the water about two-thirds of the way to the dumpling top. Right.
To get a delicious crispy bottom on your dumpling, add a ladle of oil.
Leek ginger.
Ginger.
Sichuan peppercorn.
Fragrant oil.
Fragrant oil.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That looks so good. You don't understand what that means to me right there, looking at it.
It's like home.
That's like home. That's sweet.
If the dumpling skin is too thick, it's too chewy. If it's too thin, the dumpling will break. These look spot on. The classic way to eat dumplings in the north is dipped in wheat flour vinegar and chili oil.
And actually, Beijingers also like raw pieces of garlic.
Garlic, yes.
So munch on those. Do you guys want some of that?
I don't plan to kiss anyone tonight. Might as well.
Wow.
I can taste the sweetness of the carrot. I can taste the texture of that smoked tofu. Mm.
So delicate and moist. Sensational.
This is masterful. Hands down, she's dumpling master of Beijing. Baby.